Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now you're talking, Lampfill. It's about damn time we celebrate Vodka Red Bull Friday. How many bottles, B?
We're going with 10.
It's 86 days till football. 10 bottles? Did I hear that right?
Did you
get one bottle of UConn Jack for Linnell?
He said he's big. He can drink more than everybody.
Linnell says it takes him six shots of 100 proof UConn Jack to get drunk.
I'm like, well, damn.
That's a lot.
And we know the shots aren't real shots. They're bigger than regular shots.
That's a lot of UConn Jack, Linnell. Listen, it is time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. It is Vodka Red Bull Friday. An in-studio special appearance from our good friend, Mr. Eric Nathan Barstool Nate is in the building. What's up, man?
I'm so happy to be here. Let me tell you, this is the first time I've met B. Mitch. He looks so handsome. The bike riding is doing wonders for you.
He's jacked, right?
Now,
when you meet him in person, he's jacked.
Oh, he's a professional athlete.
We're trying to get him to come out there with us.
No, he has to watch soccer.
I'm a soccer guy now.
He's the biggest soccer fan we've ever met.
They're going to get destroyed.
I'm a Scotland fan, and they're playing England. What do you want from me?
JP, you texted me at like midnight, like, oh, by the way, big soccer game tomorrow. I was like, what are you talking about? You're like, Scotland versus England.
I'm excited to watch the game.
That's the first time you ever mentioned soccer.
Ever.
Since I've known him.
Ever.
I don't pretend to be a soccer guy.
You're wearing a jersey.
I have a Scotland jersey. Somebody sent it to me.
Plus 1,100 games.
My family's over there. I was texting with my cousins. They're all excited.
Jersey. And he keeps talking about, it's a big game today, but he knows nothing about soccer.
Scotland's been losing to England on and off the soccer field for thousands of years.
And one.
Today is the day it changes.
50.
Today 50. Is the day.
50.
No, it isn't.
50 U.S. dollars?
Yeah.
Are you paying me plus 1,100?
I'm betting you 50.
No way.
Oh, he went straight up.
I've already invested in the Scottish soccer team.
That's how much he loves his culture. He's spending $10 on them.
I told you that my father, if my dad was still around, he wouldn't be betting on him either. Everybody's aware of the scenario.
So in other words, you're just donating 10 to the betting sphere.
What if they win and I have $110, where are we going? Bullpen?
Oh, we can go to the bullpen. Salt line.
You're already spending that.
If they win, so the game is at 3 p.m. So at like, what do you figure, Lampfield?
5
p.m.?
If they win,
it'll be over at about 5.
You're already drunk by the time it happens.
I'm not drinking with Linnell. I want nothing to do with UConn Jack. I'll tell you that much. Would you take a shot of UConn Jack, Eric?
Yeah.
You know what?
Oh,
to be honest with you, the first time I heard of UConn Jack is just now.
You had never heard of it?
No.
Linnell says it's $16 for a good sized bottle.
Jack Daniels. I've never heard of UConn Jack.
Yeah, it's like his like poor little brother.
Oh, no.
He lives further north.
I told him I'm giving him some Parker's Heritage.
It's a honey based liquor.
It's like a
Canadian whiskey and honey.
Hold on, man.
Hold on.
So you're drinking a sweet drink.
According to the Wikipedia page, it's the black sheep of Canadian liquors.
Hey-o.
And he's proud of that. Linnell does it for the clout. Linnell, tell everybody your Twitter handle. I know that's all you're here for.
Yes, sir. N-E-L-L _BTP is for beside the point, because it's beside the point.
Yeah.
just it just rolls off
hey,
the tongue.
Hey, man, how good is that? I guess beside the point.
Yeah.
All right. It is time to ask B. Mitch anything.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
I want to get started. Who is on line one? Amazing? What does that say?
The name is Amazing.
Okay, let's go to Amazing. It's time to ask B. Mitch anything. Amazing, what you got?
I got to ask B. Mitch, when are you bringing J.P. Finley out to ride the bike?
You know what? Maze,
this is a planted question.
Oh, so J.P., answer that question. When are you coming out to ride?
I got to get a bike that I can be seen out with you guys
We'll
on.
Bring a bike with you. We'll bring you a bike.
We have a bike.
He's taller than me, so he needs about a 56, 50, 56, 57.
I just want it to be noted that B. Mitch just admitted I'm taller than him.
That was... Yeah.
Hey, that's cool, but I will run through you. So, Maze, if we have a 56, he could come out. How about tomorrow? We're doing 56 miles.
Find one.
I got to take the kids to the pool. I will go on a bike ride. When you do one of your Haynes points, I will do a Haynes point ride.
We do it every Wednesday. That day.
But I listen.
Look, you see all these excuses.
I have a match. I have a very important match next Wednesday.
Oh Lord, he's gonna lose that.
Yeah, but my partner's very good, so don't worry about me. Sam Weaver, all the pressure in the world is on you, not on me. I will do one of the Haynes points rides before the end of the summer, before training camp starts.
So
lock it in.
Not next week, but the following week.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. I'm in.
All right. Make sure pops know that.
Is this Mark's daughter?
Yeah.
I will.
Thank you for the call.
This was right, Maze,
this
care.
Was a setup, if there's ever
that
been a setup.
I didn't know she was going to call in. Mark just asked me when you were coming, and I say, he's not going to come out there. I say, he's afraid.
That's also true. do you have any questions you'd like to ask me, Mitch?
Not yet. No, I want the callers to get in first, and then I'll come up with a good one.
Good. Let's go to Andre in Manassas. I think you and Andre got into it one time, B. Mitch. Let's see if he remembers the same thing. Andre, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
I'm doing well, guys.
What's up, Andre?
Hey, I'm JP. If your country wins, you should come into work on Monday with a kilt on, man. It's just wearing that pride and stuff like that. Hopefully,
no,
it'll win for
please,
you, man.
No, no.
Listen, Andre, if they win, I'll come to work on Monday naked.
Wait, bet?
I don't know that they're going to win. If they win,
just in case.
I'll come in wrapped in saran wrap.
Oh,
all right,
no.
Write that down.
Hey, B. Mitch, two questions for you. Did you ever have a race against Al Green? And B, one of some of the funniest stories I ever heard about the NFL all had to do with Larry Allen. And some of the highlights, you know, I've seen him, you know, push some Redskins 15 yards down the line. So I was curious as to if you had any
funny Larry Allen stories. I never raced Al because I'm smart. But Larry Allen was, I think Larry Allen was not really a player. I think he was like a dump truck. Because he bench pressed like over 600 pounds or something like some crazy number like that. And he would just, he would mess, act like people were ragdolls.
Dude.
How much he lifted?
700 pound bench press.
No, that's not a human being. There's something wrong with him.
That's crazy.
And he was fast as hell, too.
When you were like maxing out bench press, what was
435.
Golly.
College.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
What was your 40 time?
I almost blew one of them. 4.39 was the fastest.
That is fast. What was Daryl's 40 time?
Probably 4.16. I remember exactly my rookie season.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that game speed or time?
I did 4.36 in the time, and then they said, wait till you see Daryl run. I'm like, well, 4.36 is fast. And they were like, man, look at this. And I look on, what was it, Emmett Thomas, 4.16.
Faster than Deion, you think?
Daryl Green is faster than Deion. I think Daryl Green is the fastest football player to ever play in the NFL.
Wow.
Because when he was coming out of college, 1980, 81, had the fastest 100 meters in the world, even faster than Carl Lewis.
Faster than Carl Lewis?
At Texas A&I.
My damn. Dude.
But dude, if you watch him
they're
train.
They're saying that he recorded a 4.09 in the 1986 training camp.
I saw him at 4.16. I'm telling you, you watch him train.
He ran a 4.43 when he was 50.
When he got the full speed, every two steps was right around seven and a half yards. So dude scoots. And he had quickness and he had a long stride. I went out and trained with him once at George Mason, and I realized why he was so fast. And then I basically told him, I said, my game's about power. I'm not coming out here again. After we did all this stuff, running across the field, up a hill, then we did the back pedal, all this crazy stuff, and then he said, okay, now we're going to work out. I'm like, what the hell did we just do? He works out running just like Marcus Patton did lifting weights. Remember I told you that story about Marcus Patton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy when you meet Daryl too. He's not a big man. Like
He was supposed to be big. He was supposed to cover people.
He was fast.
And Daryl would be able to play.
You saw personally 416. Like you know that existed.
And I saw 424. That was the year I ran and Vinny Serrato tried to screw me on my time.
What'd he do? I want that story.
He tried. Everybody else had me at a certain speed. He had me way higher than all of them because they were trying to get rid of me. You know what I'm saying? Daryl was 40 at the time, ran 4.24.
Come on.
Yeah. Jeez. That is crazy.
Dude could fly.
JP could break six?
Six flat?
Yeah.
If Rich Eisen does it in a suit, he better be able to do that.
What does Rich Eisen run it in?
He did five something.
Six is...
If you can't go less than a six, then you need to just stop telling people you're going to be 40, so you're going to be 60.
Rich ran it in 5.98.
In a suit. With shoes.
We might have to time him.
Man, I got to...
So you telling me Rich Eisen, older than you, in a suit with a tie on.
I like
on,
to think... I mean, I ran a 4.9 in high school.
Oh, you can't get under six right now, man.
It's been a long time.
I'm going to say you can. I'm going to say you can.
We'll get to that at some point. Let's go back to the phones.
He wants to say, this is Ask B. Mitch, not Ask JP.
Yeah, well, it's Ask B. Mitch anything.
I was trying to take the other side so he would have to agree to do it.
Yeah. Nope. Let's go to our guy, Smitty. Smitty, what's going on, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
What's going on, fellas? How you doing,
what's
brother
up, Smitty?
B. Mitch?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. Will my Redskins win? Gotcha.
Smitty, who else are you talking to?
Will they win it? I think they're favored to win it. I would expect them to go out there and get it done, but it's a lot of things that need to happen. I know we all in this town, we only see burgundy and gold, but it's going to come down to how injuries work. If they stay healthy, yes, they're going to win it. If they don't stay healthy, then it could be a major problem.
I mean, health is always huge, and then there's also...
You know, I talk about health all the time.
The Fitzpatrick factor. Quarterback is a huge one.
That's health. You could be healthy or not healthy in your play.
Certainly. So, we've seen unhealthy, healthy play.
Oh, yes, it
I know it's Ask B. Mitch anything, but Nate, what do you think of all the hype surrounding Washington football?
I mean, I think I'm leading the hype train at this point.
You playing in the Super Bowl parade?
In a weird way, yeah, because I look at Philly and how unstable they are at QB, and I look at Dallas and I think they are overpaying drastically at running back, and their defense has only gotten worse. And then the Giants are relying on the turnover machine, Danny Dimes. And we have the best defense in the NFL, and we just got way better at wide receiver, which we needed. We upgraded at tight end, which we needed. The offensive line is still fine. I think I'm a little lower on the O-line than you two are, but I think it's still fine. And I think we're just the most well-rounded team by far in the East. I think it's no question that if we don't win the division, it's a drastic disappointment to me. Like unbelievable disappointment.
So you are always, I don't want to say always, you are often very optimistic about DC sports.
I put Trey Quinn in the Hall of Fame at one point.
But when you say they should have...
You're trying to get people not to believe in you, Nate.
Right.
That.
Well, here's the thing. I called the Cap Stanley Cup, did I not?
You did. You've been calling it every year for a long number of years.
You should say that all the time, but that Trey Quinn Hall of Fame thing, don't ever...
Don't repeat that?
No.
Well, I mean, he called that...
I just got a...
It was Colt McCoy to Trey Quinn.
I just got a note that said I should try the UConn Jack. This says liqueur. Is it liqueur?
It's fancy. It's fancy.
It is not fancy.
The one that proves it good is they try this, take a shot at UConn, and follow it up with a swallow of beer. After 3 to 4 of those, you'll need a designated driver. Well, hell yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're taking shots of
and
liquor.
And drinking beer.
Yeah.
All right. Can we get one in here?
A bottle of UConn Jack?
Oh, just a shot.
There's a liquor store.
There's a liquor store downstairs.
Oh, I thought he had it in his pocket.
I doubt it.
No, he has cicadas.
He's trying to, he's eating cicadas to save money to move to Alabama. I just want the world to know.
Hold on, if you got to save money to move to Alabama.
That's what we said to him.
Oh, no, you're down bad.
Landfill S, how much is rent in Alabama? $9?
What's your Venmo?
He can rent a trailer for Bubba.
Oh, no.
B-Mitch, I want you to know that Scottish fans are invading London and rioting to get ready for this rivalry
game.
Well,
that's what they normally do.
Well, the people in London have jobs.
That's what we're good at.
Yeah, because the London people have jobs, and people in Scotland, they're like, I guess we'll just go to London.
There we go,
back
London.
To the phones. Somehow Matt Stafford is on two lines. Let's go.
How does that happen?
He's a quarterback in L.A. He calls our show all the time. I don't know how he does it. Let's go to Matt Stafford, Los Angeles Rams quarterback. Matt, ask B. Mitch anything.
Linnell going, hey, no, it's Matt is Stafford. Yeah, what's up, brother?
We're for the intentional, formerly known as the B. Mitch and Friends Charity Open.
Yeah.
I am volunteering to be a par 3 hole-in-1 witness. I'm wondering, is this a chinos situation, or am I all right with my cargo khaki shorts?
We don't normally wear cargo khaki shorts on a golf course, man.
I think he should wear two thumbs up to cargo khaki shorts.
You can wear chinos because that's what JP wears when he dresses up.
Thank you for the call, Matt
Stafford. I got you on the chinos.
All right, bro.
Are you here Monday? Do you want to come to B. Mitch's golf tournament?
Nick, ride with me and drink with me. You're going to be working.
I know. Somebody has to host this Trainwreck radio show.
You and I can just ride and drink if you're here.
Oh, I didn't know about that. I might have to change my schedule.
Well, there you go. I just got you invited.
Tim, what you drink? I'll bring you a bottle.
What's your golf game like?
Terrible. I'm the worst golfer in the world.
Right, that's why we don't drink.
I've taken lessons a couple times. To graduate Maryland, actually, I had to take a 2-credit golf course. I was 2 credits short during the summer.
Obviously, JP missed that class.
I took a swimming class.
I shoot about a 150. I'm not good at all. I'm terrible.
All right.
I'll take off a few holes just to drink and chill.
Just like that Trey Quinn comment, don't say
no,
that again.
I'm not like a golf hardo where I act like I'm some perfectionist on the golf course. Like, I'll hit it 7 times, get nowhere close. I'll pick it up and just like be like fine with it. Yeah, I don't care. I'll drive the cart. I don't take golf very seriously. I enjoy it.
See, you should
it.
Play with me because I have music, cigars,
yeah,
and drinks.
Yeah. It's
just fun to play golf with.
I will not play with people who take it so seriously.
I agree.
I can't stand those people either.
Yeah. What do you say to this?
Like the little kid that was in front of me yesterday at Woodmore taking his damn time like he was a pro or something.
Yeah,
he's dropping balls and doing extra putts when somebody's waiting behind him. I see that again. I'm going to shower some balls down on you, young man. Let you know it.
I hope that kid's listening. Chris Strickland on Twitter asks if B. Mitch will race him in a 40-yard dash.
No.
Right.
I don't race anymore, but I would ride in a 40-mile race against you on a bike.
Would you race me in a 40-yard dash?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want to race you because I'm going to beat you.
It's true. Let's get one more
in here.
But,
Chris, I got somebody for you, though.
Let's go to Brandon in Woodbridge. Brandon, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, guys. I got a very quick 2-part question. My first part being Brian Mitchell, in your full NFL career, is there a moment where a coach kind of like led you and it changed the way you played the game, and who and how they changed it? And then if your pregame warm-ups, you got your Walkman going, what are you listening to get hype for the game?
That is not a quick question.
I'll be honest with you. I'll answer that one first. I don't really listen to hype music when I'm getting ready for a hype event. I normally listen to low-key mellow music, like classic R&B. So I'll probably be listening to anything from a Motown song to a Whitney Houston or something like that. But if I'm driving my car, that's when I listen to hype stuff because it kind of keeps me up and things of that nature. But the coach that basically got me started up in the right way was Don Jones. Was my high school coach. I was in the 9th grade at the junior high school, and he called me over and told me I was going to become the starter. And then he sat me down and told me the reasons why he believed so much in me. Just like my dad, when I was in, 10 years old, told me I was a Mitchell, I could do anything. And that kind of jump-started the way I began to think and why some may call me cocky, arrogant, or whatever they want to call me. But when Don Jones sat there and told this freshman, Brian Mitchell, at 14 years old, that I think you're going to lead our team to where we want to go. Not the senior that was the quarterback, not the junior that was the backup. He put me as the starter. That just gave me a whole mindset that I could do anything I want to do.
That's cool.
How did you do as a freshman?
Freshman that year, we ended up going to the second or third round in the playoffs.
All right.
Pretty good.
Yep.
All right. Stay on full.
5'9½, 147 pounds.
You could not have been.
I bet you were fast.
I didn't want to get hit. I was too small. My mom said, don't get hurt.
You play like Wildcat offense? What were you running down there?
Nah, we dropped back and let it fly,
wow,
bro.
All right, quick break. Stay on the phones. It's Ask B. Mitch Anything right up until the weekend parlay. Barstool Nate sitting in with us here on B. Mitch and Finley.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This song's going to be very apropos in about...
So how much would a bottle of UConn Jack be in a club?
I mean, it's 15 bucks at a liquor store.
So in a club, they're going to try to get you for about, what, 60 to 80?
I'm going
to
be honest, B. I don't think they have UConn Jack at the club.
If you're at a club with UConn Jack, you're at the wrong club.
Yeah, dude. Unless you're in the UConn, there is not a club that has UConn Jack.
But still, way more. You saw, like, people are now trying to go viral on Twitter by posting their Vegas receipts. And that's been like kind of a thing recently. It's like a bottle of Tito's vodka for like $800 at the pool parties.
But that's
vitamin T.
That's kind of silly.
Quite silly.
Do like I do. I just get there. My buddy picks me up, Richard, and we go straight to the liquor store and I load the room up with liquor.
That's the move.
Or you play blackjack and you just keep getting doubles.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh.
Here's what we're doing.
You think what I'm thinking? Well, voice stripped AC.
Hang on, everybody. Let's at least tell them who else is talking.
We told him.
You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Barstool Nate is joining us right now, and it's still Ask B. Mitch Anything. Where there's no chance we're taking a road trip to AC. We'll just go 12 minutes to MGM National Harbor.
Okay, so I forgot about that. But
yeah. You're in New York brain. You forget. We got a beautiful casino.
Yeah, all over the place.
We could literally be there in 13 minutes from here. Yes. It's right down the street. We could go watch the Scotland game there.
I'm out. No, me and B. Mitch are busy that day.
Are you guys rooting for England?
Yes.
Yes.
That is awful. You're both my legitimate friends.
Yeah, you're not even rooting for Scotland.
I'm wearing a Scotland jersey.
Yeah, because you're just trying to act like you
I don't know anything about soccer.
I wear basketball shoes. I can't dunk.
Okay. Well, but I'm rooting for Scotland.
It's obvious you know nothing about soccer. The fact that you're wearing that jersey and you bet on Scotland.
Well, I also thought this was a rugby jersey.
No, I support you.
Dude, it's my family. Come on now.
You're growing the game. You're good for the sport.
Which one of your cousins is on the soccer team?
They live in Scotland. Okay. My dad is from Scotland.
All right. They're probably over there at the golf course. They're not playing soccer right now, I promise you.
You're saying even Scotland's not watching the Scotland game today?
They're watching it. They're like,
It's Ask B. Mitch Anything. We've got callers on the phone. I want to run through some names. So I just got this email from betonline.ag. Odds for the next Washington Wizards head coach. Tell me who you want, B.
Okay.
Wes Unseld Jr. is the leader at 4-1.
Gosh. I like him because he's a defensive-minded guy.
Okay. I just think it's more of the same.
Yep.
And I think
he's a different level of coach than his dad was.
Sure. And you know what? I don't know enough about him. You know where I stand. I'm all in on Sam Cassell.
I like Sammy.
Terry Stotts. So Wes Unseld Jr. is 4-1. Terry Stotts is 5-1.
I don't know anything about Terry.
Can anybody tell me a single thing about Terry Stotts?
We can't, but I mean, we have somebody, basketball guy probably.
He's in the running to be the Wizards' next head coach.
That's a good point. Good point, Lamphill. So I think we can say we're out on Stotts.
Okay.
Rick Carlisle, who I believe won a ring with the Mavericks, right? Wasn't he coaching when Dirk was down there?
Yes.
I don't think he's coming.
Here's the thing.
I'm ready
to go past
Rick Carlisle.
Yeah, I want
Jason Kidd?
No, worst coach of all time. I want new
Becky
blood.
Hammon?
That would be great.
I'm going to butcher this name. Forgive me. I don't know. Emi Udoka?
Who?
I-M-E is the first name. No, U-D-O-K-A is the second name.
Yeah, it might be a good one. I don't know.
Tony Brown, Chauncey Billups, Sam Cassell. I'd be cool with Chauncey.
Chauncey's hot in the streets
right
now.
Give me Chauncey, Sam, Wes. I'll take those three.
Darvin Ham. I remember when he was in Texas Tech and dunked on Carolina.
I've always liked him because the dude was just a monster on the golf court. I mean, on the basketball.
Who haven't you golfed with?
I got a
on the basketball court. He was a monster.
Did you want the long shot option?
He would slam on you in a heartbeat.
Dude, remember he flushed it on Carolina, that big white Greg Montross, I think, and he shattered the backboard.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
The long shot on this list, Patrick Ewing, 33-1. Go from the hilltop to Chinatown. I don't see it happening, but it's kind of an interesting idea.
I'm worried they're going to do a retread, which I hate. I always say that I would rather go for a home run hit on a new coach than someone that Carlisle, who we already know what he does. So I would love a Becky Harmon or something, but I also don't know enough about Wes Unseld Jr. to really speak on that either. Right.
And the thing for Becky, when I look at her, if it was a team like San Antonio and they're very progressive, I would say yes. I don't think the Wizards are equipped for all of that.
I think they like to think they're progressive, but
they don't actually
enact a lot of it.
I've seen Popovich sit there and do nothing and allow the young lady to coach the whole time. And they listen to her and respect her just like they do any man out there.
Yeah.
I don't think this team is at that point yet.
You think this team's too undisciplined?
Yeah, I just think that the whole organization is too undisciplined to even much be supportive of it. That's why I always say, when you ask me about certain players with football, yes, some teams are ready for it. This team used to not be. With Ron and how you got leadership now, they may be getting ready for it. But I think when I look over at the Wizards, I don't see that right now.
All right, let's head to the phones. Let's go. Let's start with Mike in Laurel. Mike, what's up, dude? Ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, B. Mitch, this is a call. Long time coming, my man.
What's happening?
I owe you an apology.
Uh-oh.
We have a mutual friend on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And they put out, did you belong in the Hall of Fame?
Uh-huh.
And you and I actually got into it based on play. And I said you were very exciting to watch, but I didn't think it was the Hall of Very Good.
Uh-huh.
So I went and did some research. And I owe you an apology, dude.
All right, man. Appreciate that.
So if I'm man enough to give my apology, my opinion of you, I'm man enough to say I was wrong. So,
Thank you, Mike.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you, brother.
Let's keep it moving here. Let's go to Adam in Sterling. Adam, ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, long time listener. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you, bro.
Show's been on for 4 months.
Yeah, I've been the whole time.
You've been listening a long time.
Appreciate it, dude. Just messing with you. Go ahead.
B-Mitch, I worked at Target a long time ago, and we weren't allowed to ask for autographs or anything, but I'd love to get an autograph from you.
You work where?
I used to work at Target. We weren't allowed to ask.
Well, did he come in there?
He did. He had
Target in where by Chantilly?
No. This was over by Wegmans, over in Sterling.
Okay. That's cool, man. I don't have a problem.
What did B. Mitch? What was he shopping for?
I will sign it. I'm not one of
send
the people
it in
who
here.
Don't
people
sign
send.
Stuff. I sign autographs every
landfill.
Day.
How many envelopes do you think B. Mitch gets with autographs?
He probably gets 2 a day.
15 a week?
Yeah, 15 a week, 10 a week, something like that. I got 3 here in the mail back right now.
Yeah, oh, wow. It's crazy. Thank you for the call. Can we make a new rule?
Sign it.
Landfill, I'd like to establish a rule, and you're kind of the only real rule follower here.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
We need people to stop calling in for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Be like, yo, we met at X place X years ago. Do you remember me? That is not what we're going for.
I don't think anybody said, do you remember me? He just say they weren't asked.
One dude called to apologize to you about a fight you got into on Facebook.
That's cool.
I have a question. Why are you fighting with people on Facebook?
Well, I don't fight with you. I voiced my opinion, and we had a disagreement.
And he did research, like I think most people should do, and then he came back to politics. And I accept that. But I don't necessarily fight with people, but I don't agree with everybody. I think that's the whole thing about the thing I learned about Twitter, and people think that the celebrity quasi person is supposed to always just let them say,
well, on Twitter that way. Yeah.
I've never heard you use that.
I've said it right here, but you talk trash to me.
I agree with you. I don't understand why people think they should be able to say anything they want. And, yeah, because you tell me that
I'm too emotional when I respond to somebody on Twitter.
You respond all day, every damn day. I've gotten better at these things every blue moon.
I've gotten better on that. Listen, we have an important question here. Okay. I don't want to waste any more time. Let's go to Brian. Brian has an important question for Brian. Brian, go ahead. Ask B-Mitch anything.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Friday.
You too, buddy.
How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, B-Mitch, I'm headed down to the beach with the family this weekend. First time out in over a year. Can't wait. Wanted to know, if you were headed to the beach with the family, what would you get on your steak and cheese sub?
What would I get on my steak and cheese sub?
Yes. What would you get? Yes, listen, sir. I told you it was important.
I'm not really a steak and cheese guy.
I've seen you eat a steak and cheese.
No, I don't really like steak and cheese, but if I get it, I don't like all that extra stuff because I want to taste the steak and the cheese.
You get it plain? Who are you? Cody Betts?
I get it plain. Or if I really, really had to get something, I'd get the onions and the bell peppers and get it sauteed. Bam.
When you were in Philly, did any nights end up late at Pat's or Geno's?
No, I always started early and left Chickie and Pete's because I would get everything I wanted from there.
What do they have? The crab fries? They got crab fries.
They got the baby lobster tails. They also have the chicken cheese steak. And normally Pete would tell me that my money wasn't good, and he would tell me just get on out of here, and I had drinks on the house. So.
You do love that place. Always talk about that place.
Kind of hard to be free.
Any more questions for B-Mitch?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, B-Mitch, I have a question.
Yes.
So when you look at baseball, hockey, football, what am I forgetting here?
Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR.
What would be the other sport that you, if you put everything into it when you were growing up, that you could have gone professional in?
Probably would say baseball.
Baseball? You played that all growing up or what?
I played baseball growing up, and then after I got into a scuffle with the coach, I just stopped playing it.
I have a question for B-Mitch.
How you get to keep asking extra questions?
He's obsessed with you.
How many coaches have you gotten into scuffles with?
Two?
No.
The others I just talked. These, we touched each other.
So the high school baseball coach?
High school baseball coach.
He said something outrageous to you, right? Yeah, I remember that.
And the strength coach.
That was your first day as a Washington Redskin, right?
First week.
And you got into an actual fist fight.
Well, it was a wrestling kind of thing. He had like brush burns on his face and stuff. But he's my buddy. We're friends.
Didn't he throw a dumbbell at you or something?
No, he pulled that damn big old pole where we used to hang the jerseys on and hit me in the head. And at that point, I'm like, okay, he's serious. So I'm not going to just let him do this. I mean, we're all men here. You know, I respect you until you disrespect me.
We are all men here, and that's why we call Paul Henry. You've heard Brian Mitchell talk about Paul Henry's windows for weeks and months and what a great job Paul Henry has done for him at his mansion in Virginia. And I thought, you know what? I don't have a mansion, but I do have a home, and I have these old windows that my wife's always bugging me about, and I called Paul. He came to my house. He measured everything personally. Super nice guy. Really engaging. Really friendly. Walked me through the process of if we're going to do a little bit of work, a lot of work, all the different options. I'm even getting some of my doors replaced. I recommend you call Paul. He's honest. We got the best price up front. No haggling. No back and forth. And it's all family owned. You can call him at 540-359-6842. I would not wait. Don't delay. Call them this month to receive $120 off per Softlight window and Marvin windows with a 5-window minimum and 10% off Provia doors. Those are the doors getting installed in my home. Check out Paul Henry today. PaulHenrysWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
Rest in peace.
Need another bucket of ice?
I thought I was about to see Patrice Alexander going on. Lavelle, I take off his shirt.
You just call him Lavelle?
No, Linnell. I mean.
That's not good for the clout, Linnell.
But Linnell,
we see you once a month.
Patrice Alexander used to play with us in Washington. As soon as he walk in the club, he just take his shirt. I mean, put your clothes back on. He's something like you.
I was at a club in Belgrade, and I took my shirt off. And these
you were at a restaurant in New Orleans and took off your shirt.
Yeah, I did that too. But in Belgrade, I thought I was about to get thrown in a sack and thrown to the bottom of the river. I took my shirt off, started dancing. These bouncers had to be, they were all like George Murison size and yoked. And like the Serbian army just approached me and grabbed me from like eight angles.
You can't put that body publicly.
I thought it was about to go real bad. And then luckily my Serbian buddy spoke some Serbian, made everything cool.
And he said, oh, he's from the United States. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's a moron.
Yeah.
Well, however you say he's a moron in Serbian is what he
That's
said.
That's what he said. He's a moron.
Yeah.
I don't want to pile on, but I'm staying with my buddy named Mitch who lives in D.C.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, JP's also coming to the game. And he goes, oh, JP the one that gets drunk and does dumb things? I was just like, yeah, that's JP.
In exactly 85 days, I turned 40 years old. So it's going to be interesting.
And I think it'll be the 40-year-old JP who does more dumb things.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I'm going to shut it all down.
You're not going to grow up.
I'm going to shut it all down.
It doesn't happen.
It's just a number, man.
I don't go out much anymore. That's the big difference.
And
I tend
it's
to
probably
just
because
chill.
You tend to do stupid things when you're out.
Correlation there.
Yeah, there probably is some correlation there.
I think it has a lot to do with Lauren saying you're not going out.
Also, you have like 1,000 kids.
Two.
That's it?
Beamish has 4. I only have 2.
But they're grown.
My kids are grown.
They're grown.
19 is my baby.
2-year-old is chaos at my house.
You know what I get to do? Anything I want every single day of my life.
Listen, today I get to go out, watch my favorite soccer team in the world. Then I get to watch my favorite baseball team in the world.
Yep.
Today's going to be a good day. I walk in this building. Everybody piles on me for 4 hours. Then I walk out. Today's going to be a good day.
He's good at that.
It's kind of cool, though. Like, I'm not even saying this in a mean way. Like, you get to look forward. Today is like today when you get to, like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I get to do it every day, so it's not as exciting.
Yeah, we get to do it every day.
You don't get to do whatever you want.
We get to do it every day.
Nah, B-Mitch does. We text and we're like, what are you doing today? He's like, anything I feel like it.
When I go home, because I want to go home.
When I go home, it's because I want to go home.
Mm. So, I mean, so you just stated that today I get to do
it. Yeah, yeah.
We do that every day.
I'm excited to have a great day.
Okay.
I'm excited to have it with you.
Landfill.
He's playing victim like he always does.
Not true. I am the victim, like I always am. Not playing it.
No, we are piling on a little. I'm excited for you and your great day. I'm going to make it as good of a day as I possibly can.
All good. Landfill, let's settle up some family business here. I went 3.5-1 this week and heard it here first. You lost your parlay last night?
Probably, yeah.
All right, so you went 1.5-1.5 for the week?
Something like that.
All right, so B-Mitch is out. What'd you do, Landfill?
Well, my parlay from last night is still kind of ongoing, but I'm going to lose it. So I'll end up.
Is there a soccer game in overtime or something?
I need a goal from Croatia here in like the next 4 minutes, and it's just not going to happen.
Tony Kukoc might shoot one for you.
Yeah. Cody also
won. Croatia plus the points?
No, I have Croatia to win, and they're tied right now.
All right. Well, what did Cody win? If Cody won last night, then
he
won the week.
He lost.
All right. So Cody and I pushed, and therefore nobody won.
So
that's correct.
Why did you bring it up?
Because you still got to settle. We do these. Just because you came in last doesn't mean we still don't have to settle the action.
Hey, if I came in last, you came in last. You get no money, I get no money. So we even.
I had a good week. That's all I'm saying. NBA unders is
no
where the money,
money
is.
No money.
NBA unders
no money.
Is where the real life money is.
No money. All right, let's go to our thing.
Weekend parlay. Landfill, hit it. We're going like 8 legs deep today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead and explain it.
Oh. All right, so so far for the parlay, we have seven picks in. It's 7 legs. We're still waiting on B-Mitch. We have Ahmet.
Brooklyn.
What's that?
What's Brooklyn?
Not sure, but I think
somebody already got that.
Yeah, somebody's already got that.
He's explaining it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we have Ahmet. He took the Dodgers money line. Cody took the Rays run line -1.5. Linnell took Paul George over 46.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I took Argentina versus Uruguay.
You got to stop betting soccer.
JP, you took the under in the Sixers-Hawks game. That's 23. I believe it was
NBA playoff unders.
I think it was Ryan. He took the Bucks plus one, and then we had Nate.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.